Jeremiah chapter 9 brings us to that great topic of expressing oneself. Thus says the Lord, verse 23 says in Jeremiah 9. I don't know how many places in Scripture where God speaks, but there's a lot of places. And when God speaks, to me, it separates His thoughts from the thoughts of just anybody. There's a lot of people today trying to get your attention. How do you feel watching TV when a car dealership comes on and they tell you, we are having an inventory reduction sale. We distribute more cars and trucks in North Georgia than anyone else. Now, how can every dealership be number one? They can't be. But that's the bragging part. That's the idea that's trying to get across. But after you hear so many ads about automobiles or home windows or gutter treatments, etc., etc., after a while you just sort of tune that out. You don't see them as an authority figure any longer. What about politicians? Do you trust the people that you vote for? Have a lot of people who claim to have answers. Professors in school, scientists, evolutionists, witches, pastors. Everyone seems to have something to say that's okay. But you have filters on your ears. And you let some things go in one ear and out the other ear and just smile and go on your merry way. I know you do. I mean, you've been listening to me all these years. There's got to be some filters on there somewhere. But when God speaks, we should take the filter off and pay very close attention. Bill was telling me a story Wednesday night, and he didn't know that I was taking note of this, but he said, you know, Pastor, quite some time ago, I worked with a hospital administrator who wore an eye patch. And it really seemed to help him in his leadership. And didn't you tell me that people working for him enjoyed doing what he asked and they would listen to what he said? That's all. I'm not going to go there. Jeremiah chapter 9. God says, now listen to what God says, and you determine if it makes any sense at all to you today. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Nor let the rich man glory in his riches. Now, the last two times I spoke here, I spoke about the idea of God's glory and how he wants to give us great and wonderful things like you were singing about in the song. Releases from the chains that bind us, and all of that works together in a package. But in this sense, the glory is in bragging and putting or extending oneself forward. I heard a story of a church board meeting, and I guess it was the head elder who came into the church board meeting, and he said, I am the most humble person here. What are you going to do with that? If you say, no, you are not the most humble person here, then you certainly could not be the most humble because you are exalting yourself. Sometimes the wisest people who know the most really understand how to keep their mouth shut. I mingle with people all the time. And I've been trying to cultivate more of the art of just listening. And I've decided, even as a pastor, it's okay if I don't always know the answer. But it's not okay to be deaf. I have to listen. And sometimes listening is a very wise thing to do. God says, if you're intelligent, if you even know more about what the subject is that you're discussing with a person, you don't have to blow them out of the water and just dump everything you know on them. Last week, I was telling someone about a trip that I took. And have a lot of memories of vacations. And you know, Yellowstone is a wonderful place to go. And I started to tell this person about my trip out west years ago. Did a lot of interesting things. I went to a gun museum, went to a rodeo, fished in Yellowstone Lake, and took some day hikes 15 miles long. And anyway, the conversation was just going that direction, and I was just starting to share my part of the story. And this person just took it over. Now, it was my story. And they said, I've been to Yellowstone. And I just closed up. And I listened to their travel story for about 10 minutes. And then I left. But I thought on the way home, you know, after listening to his story, I never really had the opportunity to tell my story because he shut me up. I don't think that's very wise. And as a Christian, people are watching us. People want to talk to us because you are an oddity if you are a true Christian. You must practice the art of being able to know what to say and when to say it, and not shut people down. Well, let me move on. Jeremiah says, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. I keep seeing on Facebook a little pill that shows up. And the little pill is supposed to be the dream-changing pill for men and women. If you take this little pill that's been approved by the FDA, or so the ad says, you can develop great, great muscular features. Your body can be toned. You can lose belly and thigh fat. You can get rid of cellulose. It's just the wonder drug. I wish it would work. Wouldn't you love to have a Popeye-like guy for a preacher? Well, What do these bodybuilders do with all those muscles anyway? How do you use all those muscles? It doesn't have to just be men either, women bodybuilders. You know, that's a whole new set of challenges in that area. But what do you do with all of those muscles? Show them off, that's right. Brag about how many muscles that you have. I don't think any of us here have that problem, do you? Let's go to the next one here. Now remember, God is speaking. God says, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom or brag about his wisdom. Let not the strong man brag about his might or his strength, nor let the rich man glory in his riches or brag about his riches. Kind of talking to the wrong crowd here this morning, I guess. Let me tell you a story. Very wealthy older lady was driving her Cadillac in the parking lot. And it was crowded. So she made a couple of turns around and found an empty space. And just as she was turning into that empty space, this black Porsche swerved right in front of her and stole her parking place. She just puts her car in park and steps out and confronts the young man. And she says, what gives you the right to take my parking place? And he laughed and said, well, that's what you can do when you're young and fast. And he laughingly walked away. To his demise, he heard the sound of metal crumpling and glass breaking. And the lady had run into the back of his Porsche and pushed it out of the parking space. And it looked like a tin can. He walks back to the lady and says, what gives you the right to do this to my car? And she says, well, honey, I'm old and rich. You didn't like that, did you? The Bible says, do not let the rich person brag about their riches. Well, why not? Well, there's a vanity here that comes to people who brag about these things. Would you turn with me to the book of James, chapter 3? James, chapter 3, beginning with verse 13. Hey, when you're looking for books of the Bible, do you ever hope nobody's trying to see if you can turn to it or not? Just a little bit of wisdom there. James chapter 3, beginning with verse 13. It says, who is wise and understanding among you? There's a question mark. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not brag or boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly and sensual and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. We could talk about what happened to Goliath this morning also. He was a strong man who bragged that no one could beat him in battle. But he was taken down by a youthful boy. We could think of the tragedy of Herod or even of Nebuchadnezzar, who learned really not to brag. The New Testament gives examples of people who thought they were rich, like the farmer in Luke chapter 12. Bragging about all of his possessions, he says, I'm just going to tear down my old barns and build greater barns, and I'm going to keep more and more and more for myself. He forgot that he would not live forever. God says here, let not the wise or the mighty or the rich brag about what they have. So if we stopped right there and sang the closing hymn and went home, it would be an interesting time that we've had here today, but it really wouldn't be complete. Verse 24 says that we should brag about some things. Some things God says we should not boast of and exalt ourselves with. But there's another area that it's appropriate and okay, and God would have us. God wants and wishes that we would brag about. Verse 24. Instead of bragging about wisdom and strength and riches, a person should be happy that he understands and that he knows me. That text, Sherry, that you read in Psalms 59 really is a good explanation of this. Let him who brags tell the story that he understands and that he knows me. Let him talk about the fact that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness and judgment and righteousness in the earth. Tell the people that that's what I am, says the Lord. You know, in Sabbath school, in the book of James, it became very clear to me that part of the mission of that book is to explain the character of God in the right way. And as you know, I continue to study about the nature and the character of God. And I'm moving into something very interesting. You can logically and even scientifically determine some things about God. But there are some other things about God that takes you from the explainable into the realm of the supernatural. In my own personal walk with God right now, I've shared this with you before. I'm in this transition phase. I want to experience more of that faith that will allow me to share and to testify to people that no matter what's going on, I still believe that God is a loving God, He's a kind God, that even though His ways may be past finding out, He promises the very best for His children. Now that's something to brag about. God is a God of judgment, and the right kind of judgment. You know, it It makes no sense to me, and please forgive me of this if I offend anyone here, but makes no sense to me that in our justice system, it's a court of law instead of a court of justice. It is called the justice system. But I promise you, many court cases are won or lost because of one person's ability or inability to hire the best attorneys. It's been said that if you have enough money, you can get out of about anything. Don't you believe that, don't you? I do. But going far beyond the justice system that we represent is the justice system of God, in which He says that He will bring every secret work into judgment, and He will bring every public work into judgment. All that you have ever wanted to accomplish for God has been noticed by Him. Every good thought, every tender thought, every good act, every deed you wanted to do, had you had opportunity and resources, God is aware of that. He is a God of judgment and of righteousness in the earth. It seems to be unexplainable why the Lord hasn't already come back. He's not bound by the gospel being preached in all the world. Why, he can accomplish that very quickly if He so chooses. It's hard for the unconverted heart to even to begin to understand that there is righteousness in the earth when there is so many atrocities being committed every moment. Man's inhumanity to man is a terrible thing. But in the midst of all of that, God would call forth a people who, by their lifestyle, would give testimony that God is loving and kind and full of right judgment, and righteousness will someday reign supreme in the earth. As a matter of fact, this righteousness actually is the character of God. When Jesus prayed in John 17, He started out His prayer and He said, "O righteous Father." And then John later, he would write that Jesus Christ is our advocate, but He's also the righteous. And Timothy would even put the two together in 2 Timothy 4 and say that He is the Lord, the righteous judge. Now, if you want to talk about some things, we should talk about God. We have plenty to talk about. And instead of telling our story, why don't we tell His story? People need to hear His story of coming from heaven to earth more than they need to hear my story of going to Yellowstone Park or to the Grand Canyon or any of those kind of stories. I like the fact that someday I'm going to see Him in all of His glory and in all of His beauty. And until that day comes, I want you to join me and let's make a conscious effort as we speak to speak about God and His loving kindness, His judgment, and his righteousness.